Choosing the next PM. The first cull of candidates. Wednesday, the 13th of July. Voting starts to replace Boris Johnson. This is to secure his successor in place before the party conference in September. The arcane selection mechanism creaks into action. This effectively is like the American system. It's designed to appear to be acting on the part of the ruling party, acting on behalf of the people. In practice, both American and British systems leave gaps through which new ideas may slip, introducing tweaks to meet specific circumstances. Think of it as everyday political creativity. Its current form is a two-stage process of democracy at work. This is the first stage intended to demonstrate the process of selecting two potential leaders. Then, in the second stage, there's a preference vote of paid-up party members. As it has been pointed out, some 160,000 people decide who is to become our next Prime Minister. 10 a.m. Various speeches and videos by the 10 successful candidates. Frontrunner Rishi Sunak confronts head-on the business of dealing with the messy legacy of Boris Johnson. Says, he's a remarkable man with a warm heart. Flawed, yes, but aren't we all? He aims to be the PM and protector of conservative traditional values, a healer of splits and teller of truths, however unpleasant. The grown-up candidate. Coherent, clear, clever. I criticise his performance in the earlier leadership debate, but he has polished up his style. Chancellor of the Exchequer Nadeem Zohari chooses an attack line to blunt Sunak's. Tax cuts are not a fairy tale, he says. Penny Mordaunt speaks, appeals to traditional conservative values. A few well-known MPs applaud. Mordaunt has the most MPs openly declaring their support after Sunak. Then it's Major Tom, plugging himself awkwardly into a microphone, gives defence of the realm a high priority, a differentiating factor of his brand. Kemi Badenoch, nearly unknown to the wider public, but tipped as a favourite with the party faithful. She could do well in the second stage, if she gets there. Kemi is a leader in the battle against wokeness. If you don't follow this cultural battle, you may not have heard of her. Suella Braverman gives an interview in which she says there are far too many people out of work exploiting the social services. At least that's shorthand for position in Suella on the right wing of the party. Liz Truss has already performed and is keeping her powder dry this morning. Jeremy Hunt, likewise, is keeping a low profile. That's the eight remainers in the match of the day.